Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, ladies, who's ready to find the perfect fitting bra?
I would say this girl, but I've already done it.
And I'm sure you've figured out this is a Third Love spot. That's right, people. Third Love has over 60 different sizes. Most old school bra brands only carry 15. There's no overflow, there's no gapage, and I know you know what I mean. And Third Love is giving 15% off your first order right now to my listeners. So this year, make a change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian, thirdlove.com/Jillian.
Okay. How's everybody?
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good.
Pretty good.
See, they're not really motivated because, as I think I've mentioned, we've record 5 shows roughly at the same time. So they've really been sitting in the room. But we want you to believe this is the beginning of a brand new day. So a little energy, people.
Doing well.
We're great.
Amazing.
Awesome.
I had a major revelation. I'm serious. I've been in therapy since I was 5 years old. And you know how sometimes there's words and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden it clicks. I had a click. I know Heidi's going to be like, oh, duh. But I had a major epiphany. No?
What is it?
Are you ready? Are you intrigued?
I am intrigued.
Okay.
So I already know this?
Maybe.
Okay.
But you have to act like you don't.
I don't.
You have to act like you don't know.
Okay.
Just act like you don't know.
I got it. I got it.
Super compelling. Mm. All right. Here we go. So here's what happened. So last year, and I think everybody knows this, was just, I've made a thing out of it. It was a really tough year for me with relationships. Just, I mean, like long-term relationships. Did you yawn?
Yeah. It happens. Doesn't mean I'm bored. Extra therapy this week. But I didn't want to yawn into the mic, so I turned away.
Do you think you could dial back in here?
Oh my God. Just go. People yawn. It's okay.
In the middle of my opinion.
Lack of oxygen. That's all it was.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Not lack of interest.
We're in a closed room.
Okay. All right. All right. So I was having a tough year with relationships, and it's like I was trying to figure out, and I, you know, what am I contributing to these things falling apart? Whether it was, you know, a couple of good friends, family members. I'm like, how does this all just implode after, you know, people I've known for years? I'm like, what is this? And part of it with my shrink was, you know, look, people change, you can't control it, and your attempt to try to understand is you trying to control the situation, right? Not accepting that you're not in control. And that part I get. It's like, oh, if you think that you did something specific in each scenario, once again, it's up to you. It's back in your hands. And in some cases, it's just not. And really, honestly, looking at every situation, in some cases, it just wasn't. It just was the way people change, you know? Like, literally, I had a friend who I've known for years and years and years who was, honest to God, like, one of the things that was said to me was, oh, well, you, Phoenix gave you the finger. Like, we were, Phoenix and I sort of joke around with that, like, privately. And this is a person that, like, I've known forever, right? Phoenix gave you the finger and, like, I just can't have my family around that. This, by the way, a person who gets, like, knocked down drunk, like, when her kids are, I was like, really? And, like, I've never judged her. So, like, I think that comes from her relationship. And just, I noticed that, like, when people get older, if they get in a relationship and there are certain things going on, they can get a little judgmental. And there's nothing I can do about that. There's nothing I can do about that. And I was like, look, I can, you know, I can make sure that Phoenix and I don't play these games around you, but, like, to be judged by you and the whole thing, it was a whole thing. Mm. And that one, I felt like a lot of things happened in that situation that just, she had changed based on certain things that had gone on with in her life. And I don't think the way it went down, it's like, it just was. You know, there was a few things that happened with my sister, and she just is who she is. Like, I can't change her.
Right, right.
I can't. I cannot change her. Like, Christmas came and went, and she didn't even, literally did not even email the kids. Didn't call them to say, you're making that face. Why are you making what? That face?
No. I'm just.
That really, like, I get it's like if we're having an issue, we're having a disagreement, but, like, they're 5 and 7. It's not like she wasn't close with it. And I was talking with my shrink, and he's like, this is just who she is.
Right.
And I was like, no, how? Why? You know, just upset, angry about it. And he's like, it's her psychodynamic makeup. It's just who she is. You know, you don't understand, like, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I'm like, they're little kids, freaking out. You know, and he's like, it's just who she is. You don't control it. It's not in your control. You know, you can accept it or not. And it's like, so there was that, right? There was a lot of that,
right.
I really looked at, like, okay, you know, what am I doing? And a big part of it was him being like, you're just not in control of who these people are and what their issues are and how they're going to respond to life. And they may not respond the way you want them to. She may not be the aunt you wanted her to be to your kids. And that's just life. It's just, these are her limitations as a person, and you can't control it. You can't change it. And there's nothing you can do about it. So you can deal with it, right? But then I did have an epiphany because I was really struggling to kind of understand. And again, I'm guessing, I don't know. Try to understand, like, maybe what happened with Nicole or maybe what happened with Janice. And I was away, and there's a, I don't want to name the person, but there's a person that I kind of told Heidi, I'm like, I think that, like, I could be friends with this person. But I immediately started trying to like change this person. Huh. And I don't mean like they have health issues and I was trying to fix them, and, you know, there's anxiety and I was trying to deal with it. And I immediately could see that there was pushback. And for the first time, I was really able to very clearly see the way I was dominating this person without, you know, from my perspective, I'm like, I wish, because, like, no one had ever helped me with anything. So, like, I'd always wish somebody had tried to help me in my life. And although that's not true, one person did help me open a gym. Three clients helped me open my gym. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And my mom was one of the only times my mom ever helped me with anything was that. Mm. And I paid all the money back and what have you. But nobody, like, mentored me, tried to help me, like, nothing. I had to figure it all out on my own. And so for me, it's like, it's also what I'm really good at. I'm really good at fixing things. But Biggest Loser contestants came to the table willing and motivated. It's very different than somebody who's just living their life. And then you're like, oh, you're anxious because of this. Or, oh, you know, you're going to get addicted to that laxative that you're taking and you don't want to do that. Like, it's like, and when I looked at why I was doing it, when I really, because I could immediately see the bristles, and I was like, wow, I'm doing this because I like this person, but I don't want them I'm already looking at what could be a problem for the friendship. Wow. So I'm immediately like trying to change it in an attempt to avoid having issues down the road with the friendship. Meanwhile, I ruin the friendship by making that person feel, I don't know, not good enough, that they dominated by me, that they need to change. Even though for me, it's A, how I show affection, and B, my way of trying to avoid losing them down the road. So it's major for me.
Right, totally.
And my brother was like, yeah, but people don't really want to hear that stuff.
They don't.
I was like, really? Because for me, like, I feel like I'm pretty good at hearing that stuff. Like, I, most of the time. Not always. Not if it's Heidi's making it. But
no, sometimes you act like you don't want to listen, but then I see you process it later and you actually change. But you don't like to think about it or talk about it in the moment. But then you do change.
It depends how close it is to home, right? Mm-hmm. If it's super difficult for me, then yeah, I'm probably going to be defensive. And I might need a minute. And if it comes on as an attack, right? Like you're a bad person, then yeah, I'm going to shut down immediately. But for me, it's like you're telling me like you have all these digestive issues and I see what you're doing wrong.
Right.
I'm going to try to fix it.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I mean? Or like I see that you have like tremendous anxiety and I see where it's coming from. I'm going to try to help you with it.
It's that fix it gene that.
But that fix-it gene is about control.
Yeah, it is.
It's about control. 100%.
I do it too.
Do you?
Well, I find myself doing it on Facebook.
What?
like respond, commenting on people's things. Like, oh, you could do this.
What are you talking about?
Totally. Like if somebody is on Facebook saying, hey, has anybody tried the new this? If I know something about the new whatever it is, I'm like, oh my God, are you crazy? You can't do that. Or, oh my God, that's great. This is what you should do. And stop doing that. So that this is what I'm training myself to stop getting involved. Like somebody asks for.
But they're asking. That's different. You're not giving unsolicited help.
I know, but what?
Maybe they don't really want an answer.
It's not even what the effect it has on them as much as. Why am I taking up my time with this?
Why do you think?
Why are you getting so involved?
It's like, it's like, well, because I feel good that I helped them.
Right.
They asked the question.
It's about definitely about my self-worth of like, I can fix this.
Well, it's different when somebody comes to you and says, hey, can you help me with this? And it's like, yeah. But if somebody is in the habit of saying, oh, I have such bad headaches. Well, people who like to fix it are going to say, oh, well, okay, have you tried this? Have you tried that?
Fix it.
But they're not asking you that.
They aren't.
They're not saying, hey, I have bad headaches. How do I fix it? They're just saying I have bad headaches and for whatever reason.
They just want you to be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, that kind
of thing. But in my mind, I'm like this, oh, God, they have bad headaches, which means that like they're for some reason going to fall apart. And that's immediately like where I go. I'm like, oh, you're going to fall apart. You're going to fall apart. And then I'm like, oh, hold on. We got to fix your headache. You know, it's like, it's crazy. And I wonder, like, I don't know, maybe if I dug in deeper of looking at my parents and like how I felt they imploded on me. I find that people implode on me a lot. Like, not everyone.
Right.
But a lot of people like have something, right? Like some sort of issue, which we all do from our past. But you put pressure on it like a crack in a diamond, and it just shatters.
Right.
Like into a fine powder. And seriously, like a little fine, like dust. And I think that I watched my parents do that after the divorce. Mm. And people are so fragile. We're all so fragile. And then I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God, there's the crack. And then I immediately try to like fix so that when something comes along and there's pressure on it, they don't poof.
You know, my mom used to say, because maybe I was too brutally honest with people, she used to say, you know, not everybody has, I think she said, deserves your honesty.
Well, oh, she put it, well, she worded
because
it well.
Because not everybody wants or can handle the honesty. And it's true. Sometimes people are just looking for, you know, an arm around them saying, you're okay. You're all right. And I I have a, it's taken me a long time to get to that point where I'm like, oh, wait, they just need reassurance right now. They don't need me to solve it. They don't need me to fix it. Oh, I, okay.
That's so hard to do.
It's hard to do. And
God, it's hard to do.
But how do you feel when somebody does that to you?
Is it, I love is, it.
Do you love
okay, I love there. It. To me, it's love.
Yeah.
To me, it's caring. I feel cared for. Help me solve this
and
problem.
And what if they just say, oh, you're okay?
No.
See, I...
Because in my mind, I'm like, it's not okay.
That's how I think
yeah,
I
like
react
if,
to it
when
too.
They, yeah, like when I was like, oh my God. You know, we were just talking about like, I was like, Nicole just quit. Holly just quit. Janice just quit. It's Christmas. I'm sick as a dog. It's New Year, New You. And my life is falling apart. Like, it's going to be okay is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking right. for, you know what? Call Cindy.
Right, right.
Hold on. I'm going to call Jeremy. I need help.
Right.
Like, I need help. I need someone to help me fix the impending problem. Or, you know, like, we had an issue on the way back from Norway, which, you know, is a different story entirely. But my brother was like, stop. Mm. Step away from the help desk. And I did. And, you know, and on the way home, he's like, you know, you immediately jump to X, Y, and Z, which is, you know, a different segment we'll talk about later. But he's like, and sometimes you got to be here. And he was right. I was like, you're right. And I think this is why I do this. Like, and it wasn't a flattering portrayal of my personality. But I think I have the ego strength to be like, you're absolutely right. I'm really going to try to, like, I see the world through a certain color lens because of what I've been through. So there's a certain amount of being jaded. And I'm really going to try to approach it with fresh eyes every time and, you know, go through the steps of like really trying to empower the other person to help me first without being defensive and presuming they're going to say no because it's the easier thing to do. And I mean, it's like he was able to very clearly say, you know, you do this and this is not a good quality of yours. And to me, I'm like, you're right. And if he can help me be more conscious in the moment of you're doing this again – and then help me solve the problem. Like, to me, I love it. That's the problem because no one ever did that for me.
Yeah.
No one ever solved my problems. It was like, which is why I'm like, I got it. No, I got it. I can handle it.
And it's also not everybody's like that. Not everybody's like you. So it's
no, they're
reading,
not.
It's reading what that other person needs in the moment. That's – we get caught up in our, oh, wait, I can help. I can help. I can fix this. I can – and then it's they're not asking me that. They're not – Let me. If you know them well, then you get to know what they need and what they don't need and when.
And they change.
And absolutely.
They change. Like in the beginning with Nicole wanted the help, you know, and I looked at Nicole and I was like, I can groom her into being, you know, like a young executive. And at first, you know, she had a lot of like mannerisms that I could see weren't working for her. So like one of her defense mechanisms was to play a little bit ditzy. And in the very beginning, and I could see the way Giancarlo responded to it and the way and I was like, babe, this isn't working for you. You know, this is what it's doing. And she was able to really hear me. And I was like, you know, it's creating this problem for you. Like, I get it. I know what you're doing. I know you're trying to be non-threatening. And I totally understand. But it's playing out this way. Try it that way. And in the beginning, I was able to really – and then as time went on, I think it – I don't know. Somewhere along that line, I was no longer able to give her feedback. It became, I think for her, and I'm guessing, right? Because not everybody's going to tell you. They're just going to feel like hurt, upset, and then bam. Like to this day, I have no idea why Janice quit. She never told me nothing. Zero. Just literally, I thought everything was great. I thought we were tremendous friends. Like, and I even tried this past year to really get close with her. Like I was like, come stay at the house. Like, you know, you seem like you need a vacation. Like, come stay. Like, let us feed you. Walk on the beach. She never once came. Never once. You notice that. And I invited her to Italy. She didn't go. She found a reason not to go. And like, I just, you know, I don't know. I didn't, like I really tried. And she never once took that. And when she was supposed to, she was supposed to show up the night before and stay with us. And we were supposed to do the Christmas show. And then that day I got the call, like I quit the day she was supposed to show up the house. The kids had like, you know, it was all, I don't. And she never told me. So for that, like, there's nothing I can do if someone doesn't tell you.
You can only ask.
I'm like, boy, you must have been. And I said, I was like, boy, you must really be mad. I wish I knew what it was. you know, I mean, for you to do this, like, you really wanted to hurt me. Like, you must really be mad. But I can't change. You can't change something if someone doesn't tell you. And most people don't.
No, they don't. And you.
They don't. Most people don't.
This is just, I mean, we have no reason to guess anything about why, but you could, it could be as.
That's the only thing I came up with is maybe, tell me.
You know, it could be something else going on in her life.
Maybe
that's what I said. That she can't, that she's not willing to share.
I don't know.
I mean, she could have been abducted by aliens, but you know what I mean? It's like, it could be anything. Well, no.
I didn't see her on the mothership. And then you know, I have been, right? But I didn't tell you that. Me and Kendrick Lamar have been abducted by aliens. Oh, God. It's true. Tell him mine.
Did you have a dream or something? I can't remember.
I've been abducted. Hey, Cindy.
How did I not ever
hear this? I forgot. He thinks that he was abducted by aliens.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really, truly does.
I think I've heard that.
I love him so much. And this just makes me love him even more. He's my soul rapper. You know who turned me on to Kendrick? Go ahead. Go ahead. Take the credit.
I did.
True. All right. On that note, we should definitely end this segment.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change.
That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. All right, guys, I have a new favorite company. They're called ButcherBox. These guys deliver 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage breed pork directly to your door. The food is top quality. The animals are humanely raised, and it's all free of antibiotics and hormones. And the way it works is that you can choose from one of five different box types. So there's all beef, there's beef and chicken, there's beef and pork. There's the mixed box, the custom box, which lets you choose your own cuts of meat. And again, it's all delivered straight to your door. Top quality, extreme convenience, fantastic price. All you have to do is go to butcherbox.com/Jillian and enter the promo code Jillian, and they'll give you free bacon and $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/Jillian. Promo code Jillian for free bacon and $20 off your first box. All right, I got a quick little health segment. Is everyone ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Heidi, whenever you're ready, I'm going to start the segment. Okay. All right, so it's trendiest foods of 18, but I gave it a little spin based off of where I think we're going from 17. So, for example, in 17, zoodles were popular.
Vegetable noodles.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I was gonna say what.
How'd you know what a zoodle was?
Just figured it out.
How did you figure it out?
Because I knew that was a big thing.
But I didn't say like squoodles.
That would be like squash noodles.
Yes,
instead of zucchini noodles.
Yeah. Veggie noodles. Okay, so veggie rice is gonna be the thing for 2018.
Oh, the cauliflower rice is not good.
I haven't tried it.
It's not good.
Is it not?
I made it myself.
So my roommates do the cauliflower rice.
And no go? What do you mean some? How many people do you live with?
I have two roommates.
Okay.
Yes.
Dad did it.
The cauliflower rice?
Yeah, he liked it.
It just doesn't look right to me.
Okay.
And well, if you didn't call it rice, it'd be great, but
really?
It's not rice.
It's exactly.
Rice.
It's, you know, you shave it on the grater and...
No go, huh? You didn't like it, honey?
No.
Oh,
but
God.
I love cauliflower.
Well, I did just invest us in a veggie rice company.
You did?
Yeah, but they're made it from beans.
Ooh.
They're called, it's called Right Rice. Keith Belling, the guy who started Pop Chips,
I haven't
even seen the product, but he was like, the rice. I was like, this is going to be a big, huge trend.
So it's like.
I don't know. I haven't even tried it.
Rice made out of beans.
Apparently.
What kind of
beans? Cut it into tiny pieces.
Well, I don't know. Legumes. But it's got the resistant starch and all the fiber in it.
And protein.
That might
be good.
Which is why I was like, I'm going to. G was like, we should just do it. Fuck it. So, I mean. I was like, all right, if zoodles were popular, rice has got to be next. I didn't put that much money in it. Don't worry.
How do you make it?
I don't even have it yet. Google Right Rice.
Bean rice. What's it called?
Right Rice. I honestly don't even.
R-I-G-H-T?
When? I don't think it's been made yet.
Oh.
I think it's in development.
It's like a Kickstarter.
But it's with Keith Belling.
I got it. No, I like him.
It's not exactly a Kickstarter.
No, I know.
Oh, for God's sake. All right. Next one was, okay, iced coffee was big in 2017. 2018, cold brew coffee. We do know the difference, correct, people?
Yes.
Yes.
Iced coffee is coffee brewed hot, then cooled in the refrigerator. Cold brew is coffee that's essentially slow brew, that's dripped at room temperature or cold temperature. And the reason it's better for you is because it removes a lot of the acids and the tannins that hot brew creates.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
I did not know acid. Well, it was less acid.
Oh, way less. Way less acidic. Ooh. That's what has a different flavor. And it maximizes the antioxidants in the coffee.
Ah.
Huh?
I
think you just made a convert out of me.
That's right. Have you not tried?
Oh, I have tried. I Lucky love Jack? It. I love it.
Well, what do you mean? How were you?
No, I had it at that Earth Fair.
Oh, why weren't you converted then?
I was then.
Why weren't
you like hot coffee?
But then I like hot coffee.
But why weren't you like, this is my friend's company? And
it was. I even bought it sometimes. But then it got cold out and I needed hot coffee.
Really, Cindy?
Like, yeah, really. No, remember I took a picture of me
really?
With
Jack. Oh, my God.
I was like, wow.
No, really, yeah.
Wait, I like this. Because otherwise I never would have mentioned it.
But. Turmeric, the superfood of 17, beets.
Ew.
No, they're so freaking good for you.
I just had that for lunch.
Beets.
Oh, yeah, beets.
Man,
yeah.
These things.
They give you red poop.
Oh, my God.
If they're red boots. Or red beets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boots, beets, whatever.
All right.
I love beets.
Me too.
I grow a bunch of them every year.
Do you grow the striped ones?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Those are really cool.
I'll be here.
Oh, I grow all of them.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
You can eat the greens too, just the beets.
Actually, she's not wrong. The greens are really good for you. Yeah, like there's a whole new trend to like stem to something.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and eat the whole thing.
Nobody wants the stem of broccoli, though. Like the chefs are using the stems.
The stems of things.
It has all the nutrients.
It's like a
not good.
Beets and chard are the same thing.
No, they're not.
Yeah, beets.
Are they?
Chard's
really?
Been around for thousands of years and beets only a couple hundred.
What do you mean you don't know?
They're not the same thing.
Heidi.
You mean like the same type
of
leaf?
For a second. I'm about $5 million into your little gardening expedition in the fucking backyard.
I don't think they're the same.
They're the same. They came from the same thing.
Yeah.
Beets came from chard.
How do you know?
But they're not the same thing.
You know, this is potentially why we've done nothing but lose money on this venture.
No, he said they're not the same
now. They're the same now, but they're
The same family?
Jeremy, can you please Google this?
Okay.
Beetroot used to be chard root. Can you please get to the bottom of this?
I don't really like chard, so I don't know that much about it.
It's good.
Well, you've grown it.
I know. I feed it to the chickens.
Chard rules. I'll eat your chard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chard is also known as leaf beet or spinach beet.
Well, what is
it,
that
Did it come
mean?
From spinach then?
Is it too? Spinach or...
Look up chard relation.
I'm going to need all the information here,
which
Jeremy.
Came first?
Which
it
came
is
first?
A beet.
The chard
it
or the
is
beet?
A beet. It is a beet. It's a type of beet.
Wow.
Okay. We learned something.
And you
today.
Could eat the chard root, but it takes like days to steam and you have to, it's really tough. You got to really cook it forever.
All right. How old are you, Jake?
26.
And how long have you been gardening?
26 years.
Right.
Okay. Straight out the womb.
Anyway, beets are super duper good for you and they lower blood pressure because they're high in potassium. They're good for brain health, heart health, and they're a natural performance enhancer. Because they naturally have nitric oxide, which improves your stamina. They make those little beet shots that you could take, beet juice shots, before you go work out. Coffee.
So disgusting.
It's beet. Bam!
Oh, it's good.
It's delicious.
No.
You don't like beets at all?
No.
Fresh beets.
They're
not
super
like
good for you. Did I mention
pickled
that?
Eggs are good.
And they're also the same thing as chard. Did I ever tell you?
Yes.
That's
chard, not shard.
Chard. Oh, now you think you're an expert. Forget it. I'm done. I can't.
It's just my favorite vegetable. That's why I know about
beets. Beets? Great.
Yeah, beets are my favorite.
No, just stop.
I like beets. They're easy to grow.
It's still talking.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, ladies, when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, and that's Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. They have over 60 sizes, including half cups. Never heard of half cup sizes? That's because no one else does it. And Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. That's awesome. So to find the bra that you've been waiting for all your life, all you got to do is answer a few simple questions on the Third Love Fit Finder quiz. It's that simple. So go now. What are you waiting for? This year, make the change that's going to change the way you think about bras. If you go to thirdlove.com/Jillian right now and find your perfect fitting bra, they will give you 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian. Thirdlove, thirdlove.com/JILLIAN.
And we're back again with food trends. Again, because Jake and Heidi are very upset that we forgot mushrooms. Which are, they are not wrong, are the new avocado of 2018. Why are you making that face?
You think so?
I do. I'm not saying you spread it on bread, but mushroom toast? Absolutely. I think so. I think mushroom burgers.
Oh, oh yeah.
I think mushroom portobello sandwiches. I don't even like mushrooms.
I'll have to try to grow them.
Go ahead, Jake. Go ahead. You made me do a whole new segment. So
there's a ton of different kinds. We're gonna find some that you like. I promise.
I hate them.
I know, but the way they've been cooked, maybe there's
disgusting.
Some slimy, creamy mushrooms. Not good.
You hate like them. Truffles?
Oh my God! Speaking of, listen to this. I take my worthless brother to dinner, and we go to the sushi place, and the guy is like reading the special on the menu, and one of the specials is like a roll with truffles on it. For those of you listening, truffles, what are they? They're mushrooms.
They're mushrooms.
But like they're really rare, right?
Pigs find them.
For real. Truffle pigs, that's real.
Dig them up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they're very rare and extremely expensive.
Yes.
And he orders this dish while I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
It comes to the table, right? And it's got this roll. And I was like, what is that? And I was like, wow, he's eating truffles. All right. You know. And he's like, oh, it's a special whatever. And I see him picking. He's like, this tastes like mushrooms. And he's picking them all off the plate. Oh, and I don't have the heart.
To say it's like $50.
It was probably a $75. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And like literally the waiter was like, sir? And my brother's like, yeah, my man, did you put mushrooms on this? I was like, oh my God. And when we left, I was like, so you basically took a $100 bill and lit it on fire?
Exactly.
But what was done. And he was like, oh my God, tasted like balls. So that happened. And I am okay. I've adjusted to truffles. Yeah. Yes, I have adjusted to truffles. But the rest
I'm with him on that. I don't like truffles.
I don't either. I tried
smoky,
it in.
Yeah.
It's like, it's dry though. I like the dry, like the other slimy, smudgy, yuck. But they're so good for you. I think that's part of it. They're really high in, they're actually one of the only food I think to naturally have vitamin D.
Wow.
Check it out.
Yeah.
If you leave a mushroom, when you dry them out in the sun, they absorb vitamin D while they're drying out.
Oh, is that? Wow. Really?
Cool. So dried mushrooms have higher vitamin D than non-dried.
Huh. Heidi, do you think you can make any money with this?
Yeah, Jake and I talked about starting some mushrooms because he knows a lot about it.
Not psychedelic mushrooms.
No,
no.
I don't think so.
This one,
I've never done those either.
They're awesome.
No, me either.
I highly recommend it. I really do. I'm a firm believer. I was listening to Bill Nye on Neil deGrasse Tyson's show.
And watching Bob Ross at the same time.
Bill, and there are these questions coming in like, hey, have you ever done like LSD or have you ever done... And he absolutely said, no, 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 no. And they're like, well, how do you expand your consciousness? And he's like, oh, I relax, I meditate. And I was like, wow, good for him. And then I felt like an ass. But I got to tell you, like in my life, I've done mushrooms, I think twice.
Oh my God.
And acid, I think twice. And I would not change it. I would not. I am a firm believer that it absolutely allows you to perceive the world a bit more unencumbered. And I had some absolute epiphanies that I would not, for the life of me, like I, they were legit.
Wow.
I wouldn't trade it. And I, like, I could hear a color. I could see sounds. God. I could see plants, like breathing, living. It's fat. You could
never,
watch.
Ever want to be that high.
Oh my God. I thought it was amazing.
I've never done it.
You could watch photos. Greg hasn't done it either. The two of you can roam around the yard with your chickens.
Never done acid, but I did mushrooms a couple of times in college.
What?
Yeah, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it just made me laugh a lot.
Like,
I don't mean to judge anybody.
No, it's just not.
You know,
your boyfriend had a brick of hash, though.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
actually, I did them two or three times. It was always with him. Yeah, he was always there.
And then you became gay.
Yeah, and I was like, mushrooms, man. I was like, whoa, I don't need men anymore. I have drugs and women.
Boy, we're really going places with this. So you guys made me start this segment. Anything?
Well, no, it's just one of the food trends, yeah? And there's mushroom coffee even, which I don't...
What?
I don't, yeah.
If you could not endorse that, because I think you may know that we own a coffee company.
I thought you said we could talk about mushroom coffee. We can't. Okay, no.
You can talk. Just
no, you add it in. It's like an additive.
Oh, fine. Talk about it.
We're gonna throw some cordyceps in your Lucky Jack, and it's going to fly off the shelves.
All right. Are you done with the mushroom thing?
What does it do? I don't know the benefits of putting it in your coffee. It just says it adds extra nutrients and minerals, but I don't.
What? I would imagine.
Would that be the benefit?
But yeah, but what exactly?
This was your segment.
No, it wasn't. I know Jake knows a lot about mushrooms. I don't know that much.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So cordyceps, the one that are... coffee. That's like an Eastern thing. So it's a... let's see, the six benefits of cordyceps right here.
Mushroom coffee benefits. Google, my best friend.
Increase immune function, anti-aging, improve stamina and athletic performance, natural aphrodisiac, fight diabetes, improve liver function and detox, and fight respiratory infections.
Oh, I like it.
But I know a lot of athletes that, not a lot, but some of the athletes that I know that take cordyceps powder and stuff, they're like, it's like a natural pre-workout.
Oh, Dr. Axe actually has a whole article on this.
There we go. Yeah. I knew he would. It's an Eastern thing.
Is mushroom coffee even better than regular coffee?
Oh, that's the one I'm reading.
Medicinal mushrooms. Cordyceps. You're absolutely right, Jake.
Anti-cancer. Loaded with antioxidants.
Well, mushrooms are great for you. Flat out. They're really good for you, and hence the new avocado.
But portobello can kind of taste like a hamburger. You can cook it so that it... you might like
good.
That.
I don't like it.
I'll make
that.
You one. Oh. I used to make this recipe out of the Sarah McLachlan cookbook. But it was really good.
One of the things I was excited, one of the only things I was happy to see Janice go over is that I never had to hear about Sarah McLachlan again.
She's Canadian. It's like Canadian pride.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.